Sweet and Swing, served to you by the Wine Cellar.
A very good evening to you. Welcome along once again to Sweet and Swing here on Mike's Radio. My name's Howard Kane. A Friday night, 9 o'clock, a pleasure to be together this evening. What have we got? Some more gold standards. A bit of Django, haven't had Django for a while. Art Tatum, more Hamp. But to start us off, quiet there at the back, please. This is no laughing matter. Nice way to get going, isn't it? This is no laughing matter. I have to say, I always remember doing my exams back in the day. You remember when you're all in the hall lined up in serried rows and it was all quaking knees and quivering pencil boxes and no calculators in my day, etc., etc. You know the sort of thing whenever your day was for exams. It was always fairly nerve-wracking and very serious, and sitting at the desk with blank piece of paper and waiting for the exam paper to be turned over and all the rest of it. And there was one exam where we all came lined up and we all went in and we all sat down and we had the brief from the teachers at the time and were told to start. But they'd forgotten to actually issue any paper to write on, so we had the exam paper, I think, but nothing to actually write on, so there were lots of giggles all round the hall as this was eventually put out that, yes, we couldn't start, there was no paper. And a certain headmaster, not a million miles removed from one of our music shows here on Mike's Radio, I'm not going to say more than that, said in very stentorian tones, "This is no time for levity." Which, of course, made it worse. Wonder if he remembers that or not. I might ask him sometime. Anyway, lovely way to get going. How are we all? Trust we're enjoying the weather, one way or another. Mild, isn't it? Incredibly mild. It's wet, it's windy. I've still got my shorts on. Genuinely, I still have my shorts on. People are quizzing me why, and I'm saying, well, because it's not cold yet. When it gets cold, I'll put my trousers back on. But it's cold, it's windy and wet at the moment. But it's still 13, 14, 15 degrees. That's spring weather, isn't it? It's not November weather. I'll leave you to debate whether this is climate change or just a blip, or can you remember days when you were a young lad or a young lass where it was 14, 15, 16 degrees in November? Trouble is, your memory goes after a while, doesn't it? Geraldo, of course, getting us going this evening. This is no laughing matter. Who was singing Dorothy Carlos? From the Cavendish Three as well, started out on piano and then became very popular pre-war, singing and also broadcasting, recorded quite a lot with Ray Noble, amongst others, and married just at the outbreak of the war, or just before the war, I think, Eugenie Pini, and honeymooned in France, literally, I think, months or weeks before hostilities began. What a way to start your married life. Dear me, never mind. Made loads of records, more than 50 with the man we just heard her with, Geraldo. Toured with Ensa as well, and I'm afraid that first marriage didn't last. She remarried and emigrated to America, but I think did come back at some stage in the 1950s. Don't think she ever did the singing that she did really pre-war and during the war years. She's the older sister of Carol Carr, by the way. Carol Carr, also a noted vocalist. And Geraldo, perhaps most famous for his Navy. Geraldo's Navy. Remember that? That he ran a sort of an office basically putting musicians onto cruise liners. And at the time when it was very difficult to get to America and you couldn't get to play there and people wanted to go and see the American musicians out in Birdland and places, this was the way to do it. Join Geraldo's Navy. And people like Johnny Dankworth, yeah, Cleo Lane, Johnny Dankworth, and Benny Green, and Stan Tracy, famously, the wonderful British jazz pianist. We're all members of Geraldo's Navy in their time. That must have been fun, playing as you went across on the Cunard to crowds of people enjoying cocktails and things, and you had a day or two in New York and go and catch all the jazz. How good would that be? The answer is very good indeed.
Conch Rosita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, Lopez. Oh, you're a lovely thing, for me there's but one girl, he says. Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, Lopez. Mandolins began to play, and her lips were there to kiss. As they danced, I heard him say, New Jersey was never like this.
No!
The bells began to ringo, and they rode away on a mule. To prove I'm not joking, if you're in Hoboken, drop in for a minute and you'll meet Conchita, Marquita, Lolita, Pepita, Rosita, Juanita, O'Toole. Song now, so I'll run along now. That's all for Lopez and O'Toole.
And that's as they say, Jimmy Miller, of course, singing there with the RAF Dance Orchestra. I said, we know, great sound. We haven't actually heard from them for a while, have we? The Royal Air Force Dance Orchestra, known by various pseudonyms as well, of course. Conchita Marquita Lopez. I don't know if we've ever played that one before. You remember that one? I don't remember playing that. I'm sure the old maestro must have done back in the day at some stage. I don't think I featured it in my time here in the Sweet and Swing studios. If you have a favourite, of course, let us know. We're always looking. We haven't had any requests for a while. So here is a call out for you. If you have any requests, anything you'd like to hear, whether it's an individual song or a song you haven't heard for a long time, or an artist from back in the day you'd like to hear more of, whether it be the Squads, or whether it be Ted Heath, or whether it be Ambrose, or we do jazz as well, obviously, in the time, so some, I don't know, Fats Waller, who was featuring the other day, wasn't he, or a bit of a Flanagan and Allen we had there, a bit of nostalgia. You know the sort of scope of stuff we have here, so drop us a line, because we like requests, and we can oblige you. We will make someone's evening a happy one by hearing a song they might not have heard for a while. And it's free. What more could you ask? And it's lovely to hear if you've got any ideas. Howard Kane at maxradio.com. HOWARDCAINE. Don't put the E on it, it won't get to me. Howard Kane at maxradio.com. And yeah, I'd love to play anything of your choice if you have some ideas out there. Or, of course, you can write to Howard at Sweet and Swing, Max Radio Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, IM15, I'm saying BW, I'll look it up and check again. Keeps changing, I'm sure, either that or my memory's just getting worse and worse. Incidentally, whilst I remember, if you don't get round to hearing the programme live, which is always nice, or of course you can use catch up and listen again over the next week, however, my dear friends, there is now a chance to listen whenever you like, because if you go to the Manx Radio website and you click on to podcasts, which you'll find at the top of the page there with the various categories, so just look for podcasts, click onto that, and then just look out for Sweet and Swing. It is now there as a podcast, and if you've never done that before, it means you can subscribe or just go to the website and play as you wish. If you subscribe, you'll be notified. If you don't, you'll go to the website and you can play on it whenever you like. So if you've got a signal, as it were, if you're on your phone, out walking in the woods, and want some nice music in your headphones, if that's your bag, not for me really, but if that's your bag, that's what you can do. You can listen whenever you like, whenever you like, and go back and listen as many times as you like. How wonderful is that? So yes, Sweet and Swing is now podcast. So you can enjoy the programme wherever and whenever you like via whatever device you have to hand. Your headphones, play it through your stereo if you're streaming it, on your laptop, on your iPad, on your smart speaker, I imagine. Yes, whatever. How good is that? I promised you a bit of Django Reinhardt. We haven't had any Django Reinhardt, the wonderful gypsy guitarist, for quite a long time. I'm always a great fan of his and anything with Django or with Stefan or the Hot Club de France. And this is a classic of that swing era, sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. As the dog in that advert would say, or possibly Stuart Peters, before he was an MHK, of course. The Lincoln City Jazz, or the Lincoln Centre, I should say, Jazz Orchestra Portraits by Ellington. Another one of the ones I've dug out when I was clearing out Music Man Towers and rescuing some CDs for us to enjoy here on Sweet and Swing, bringing them up to the Black Satanic Towers and secreting them into the vaults at the end of the corridor here. Hopefully without anyone noticing. Just don't tell anyone. Great sound, isn't it? Lincoln Centre Jazz Orchestra. Wynton Marsalis, instrumental in that, I think, over the years, used to play with them a lot. Not on that particular track, although someone who you would be very familiar with, Wycliffe Gordon, taking the trombone solo on that Total Jazz, the final movement of the Portrait of Ella Fitzgerald. So it's all portraits of famous jazzers. Louis Armstrong and Burt Williams and, who else is down here? Of the Bean, yeah. That's Coleman Hawkins, isn't it? The Bean, Coleman Hawkins. It's all portraits of famous jazzers. And that one is the final movement of the Portrait of Ella Fitzgerald with Wycliffe Gordon, as I say, taking trombone solo. Piano is Sir Roland Hanna. Trumpet, Marcus Belgrave. Clarinet solo is Bill Easley. And tenor sax there of Todd Williams. Before that, the wonderful sound of gypsy jazz. Django Reinhardt in his prime. What a character. No details on the recording of that, which is a bit annoying, because of the piano. Not with Stefan, I think, with whom, of course, he formed the Hot Club de France and had all sorts of rows as well, apparently. It was a fairly tempestuous relationship from all accounts. And Django himself, he genuinely was sort of gypsy jazz. He was born into a gypsy family and lived in many ways a gypsy type life, including going back during the war and having a sort of an itinerant existence then when the war was on. And that the quintet, I think, was playing in England as the war started out. Grappelli decided to stay in England for the duration, which he did. Django went back to France and formed a very successful band there and played throughout the war in various clubs, just taking to the road when the Blitzkrieg struck, so he'd get out of trouble's way, find somewhere a bit quieter and carry on playing. Didn't worry him. It was a life he was pretty used to. I think it worried me somewhat. It is Sweet and Swing with myself, H. Lovely to have your company as ever. Still to come, we've got a bit of Hamp, haven't we? Almost like a bit of Hamp. We've been enjoying some of the music of Lionel Hampton over the last week or two. And some Art Tatum, another one I dug out. The V-Discs, a bit of art. I know it's one of the maestro's favourite piano players, Art Tatum, and I can see why. Blind, but somehow or other, I don't know, just an incredible ability. But before that, we need a gold standard, don't we? And here's a lovely classic one as well. Some of the gold standards, 40 classics from the Great American Songbook we've been dipping into on this collection. And here's Sarah Vaughan with The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. But I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two. from which I'll never roam. Oh, what would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love.
Sweet and Swing. Stockist of the largest range of wines, beers, spirits and cocktails on the island.
Most certainly is, and an important place to know as we head pell-mell towards Christmas. The place you can get all your Christmas goodies, whether it's fine wines or perhaps slightly cheaper wines for your party. Or sparklers, all sorts of sparklers. I don't mean the ones at fireworks, I mean, you know, sparkling wines, champagnes and a whole myriad of other wines, not champagne, equally yummy though and sparkling. Just your thing for Christmas. Sherries, ports, brandies, armagnacs, you name it. You'll find it down at the wine cellar. Go and check them out. Right, where are we heading from that? That was Sarah Vaughan. What a fantastic voice. I love any of the classic ones. Sarah and Ella and Peggy Lee I heard the other day, I think, on Radio 3. I thought, wow, what a fantastic voice. And, of course, I almost went there for... Well, it's always difficult to know exactly who's Billie Holiday I was thinking of going for, but we'll have her maybe next week. Yeah, a bit of Billie. Next week, how about that? Where are we heading next? We're heading here. Tripping the light fantastic around the living room carpet there. Victor Sylvester, of course. Wonderful. Dancer, writer, musician, band leader from the classic times of British dance bands and a great figure in the development of ballroom dancing, which really took off. And it is amazingly popular again now, isn't it, with Strictly Ballroom. I can't say I watch it, if I'm really honest, but who'd have thought ballroom dancing would be peak time viewing still in 2022 every weekend evening throughout most of the year. I know it's been given a twist with putting some sparkle on by bringing in celebs, which no doubt bumps up the watcher numbers or the viewer numbers quite significantly compared to just maybe having professional dancers or people you've never heard of. Nonetheless, it is still ballroom dancing of a sort, isn't it? Just with lots of added sparkle, fairy dust and razzmatazz. Marvellous. I don't think I've ever been dancing. I remember going to the ballroom at the Blackpool Tower. It's still going, isn't it? Anyone been there recently? I still think it's massively popular from what I can gather, the tea dancers and the organ and everything, but I haven't been in ages. I wouldn't mind going again before, you know, before it's too late. Not necessarily for dancing. I can't, well, as you know, I can't dance. It's been much mooted on this programme before. But just for the nostalgia of the whole thing, I do remember going there as a very young boy with the folks and watching. I don't know whether they danced or not, but just going in and sort of being slightly in awe of it. And of the lights. I'm very pleased to see, by the way, did you see? Blackpool Illuminations, I think, got a sort of grant in Arts Council money to actually improve the illuminations and do things, which I thought marvellous. So, I mean, I'm not knocking English National Opera. I very, very much enjoy them. I feel a bit sorry, but why shouldn't they move north? So you think opera didn't get money from the round of arts grants and Blackpool Illuminations did. You've got to vaguely smile one way or the other. I'm not... Yeah, I shouldn't smile, but you know what I mean. Okay, bit of Hamp. What should we have today? Oh, here's a classic. Stand by for the Airmail Special. Thank you. Ah, yes, indeed. Lionel Hampton in the great company of Gene Krupa and Teddy Wilson from the Benny Goodman movie with their version there. Lots of, yay, come on, I love it, of Airmail Special. Wonderful stuff, and he could certainly play Old Hamp. I know, not everyone likes Vibes. I do, I must admit. I defy you not to like that. It's just a swinger, isn't it? Just gets the feet tapping and, you want to get up and have a bit of a bop, or certainly, at the very least, sit in your favourite armchair and tap your feet whilst holding onto a nice glass of something cold from the wine cellar. Or is that just me? I don't know. you are listening, of course, to Sweet and Swing. As I say, do give us a shout with requests. Howard Kane at manxradio.com, C-A-I-N-E, if you would like to get in touch. And, I didn't give you that postcode, did I? I'll find it. You listen to Ted Weems and his heartaches, and I'll find the postcode. Very good indeed. Ted Weems in a 1947, a Heartaches. Ted Weems and his orchestra, another of those American band leaders who, I don't know, not necessarily known that well on this side of the pond, I dare say. Is that a fair thing to say? I don't know. I don't think that many people will remember the name Ted Weems these days, which is a shame because, as you can hear, he actually had a fine sound going on there. Yeah, enjoy that. Heartaches, a 1933 Ted Weems original, itself a revival of a 1931 standard. Sold over 2 million copies, that. And yet, who remembers it now? And the answer is us, Sweet and Swingers, and those who tune in. Right, what was that postcode? IM15B for Bertie, W for William. So if you want to write, put pen to paper, postcard, Christmas card, or anything else, it's Howard, Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas, Isle of Man, IM15BW. Now, I don't have to work too hard on this next one because this next track introduces itself.
Here's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, jazz piano player of all time. He'd like to say hello to you fellas through the courtesy of V-Disc. Here's Art Tatum.
Well, thanks, and greetings to all of the boys. And, hope you get back soon, and hope you enjoy the program.
Could he play or could he play? He could play. Not often you hear him, and I don't think I've actually heard him talking before. Maybe I've just not listened to the right records. Art Tatum, not sounding entirely easy on the microphone. Oh, hi, boys. It's one of the V-discs, of course, for the GIs to go out and keep them, well, keep spirits up, like they did with Enser and everything else during the war years, I guess. But you felt he was happier speaking through his music than through his voice in that particular case. But he could certainly speak through his music, couldn't he? An incredible command of the keyboard with those long and complicated runs. And not something you actually hear that much these days. I suppose his greatest follower after that would be Oscar Peterson, who really enjoyed those fantastic arpeggiated runs up and down the keyboards, which he did so much of. I know some people it was a bit too florid, that style. Coming out of Fats Waller, in many ways, Fats was already established when Art hit the scene. Clearly based in Fats Waller. Lee Sims, though, another pianist you never hear of these days, and Earl Hines, also in there as well, those complicated, like I said, runs up and down the keyboard. Lee Sims had a very similar, very florid style of playing and a lot of harmonic inventiveness and art. He took all these things, put them into a melting pot and came out with his own style, which he, like everyone, refined over the years. As it's remarked on in the notes here, that André Previn, saw him the other day doing his, quite literally doing his Andrew preview with Morecambe and Wise. But of course, a wonderful musician and a great jazz pianist as well, particularly in his younger years. He started out with very much an influence coming from art, but then gradually, I think, slimmed it down. Oscar, I think, carried on in that tradition in many ways. Don't know whether anyone else does now. I think it's more Spartan now, isn't it? I think that's about it for another week, would you believe? Yeah, I know. London Jazz Festival beckons, but I'll be back, fear not. Same time, same place, next week. Look after yourselves, get that Christmas shopping done. Cheerio.